Log Talk Radio.
I was in Cleveland last night. I was in Tampa last weekend. I get confused. I am coming to you live out of Atlanta, where, again, it is 9:04. A shout-out to all my Floridians. Florida, I love you. Had an opportunity to go in politic with the Home Shopping Network executives last week. Big thing popping. HAC Media, the producers of the Social Lab, PM Hyman Radio, making some moves, folks. Just left Turner Broadcasting like 30 minutes ago. Listen, HAC Media is trying to make some things happen. But listen, it's not – listen, it's the whole crew. We about to drop a bomb on you for your culinary, you know, followers. The folks who follow Fee each and every Wednesday right here, hey, we got some news for you. But first, all the way live from the other side of the ATL, give it up, hot chocolate. What up, Ma? What's poppin'? Hey, it's nice weather out tonight.
Hey, hey. Everybody happy hump day.
Yeah, ow.
No
happy
doubt.
Hump day.
No doubt. Beautiful weather in ATL tonight. All the way live
absolutely
from
beautiful
Charlotte, where,
yeah,
where her feet won't fit in her shoes. What's popping, Boston? What you got?
Oh, my
God. Sit down. I'm going to need you to stay seated. Stay seated.
Listen,
what's going on?
Please, I
that
do. Good afternoon in the morning time. And, yes, he's not fibbing. My whole left leg is swole. And
oh, wow,
for
yeah
no particular reason, just part of
well
life.
We give you permission to pop your barbiturates tonight, baby.
Okay.
All the way live from South Carolina. Give it up. See. Welcome to the
hey
show.
Hey, hey.
What up,
how
my
are you?
What's going
on? I am wonderful. I am wonderful.
Hey,
how are
you
guys?
You should be wonderful. We're doing great tonight. You should be wonderful. We want to start the show off
yeah
in a very positive way. For all you dream chasers, Fee actually started broadcasting on this program about, what, almost, has it been a year? Or is it more
roughly
like 6 to 8 months?
It's almost a year. It's almost a year.
We introduced Fee and her company, Sweet Tooth LLC, to you almost a year. She was in Miami with us. She did some culinary demonstrations for us, and the food was spectacular last July. We're going to do it all again this July, South Beach, no sleep. But listen, no, Sweet Tooth LLC, look her up right now on Facebook. On Facebook.
Oh.
Sweet Tooth LLC on Facebook. Sweet Tooth. It's SW33T Tooth LLC. When you see what she has, and we've all purchased from her, my favorites, hands down, were the blue velvet cupcakes in a jar with this cream cheese that was just ridiculous. But I'm sure we all have our favorite. Fee, why don't you tell the folks the good news that you're experiencing right now?
Well, I'll make it very quick. As of last Wednesday, I had a friend send me a link for a new cooking show that Guy Fieri is coming out with on the Food Network called The Big Project. And I didn't apply for the position because we had some crazy weather out here last Wednesday. But I have another girlfriend who actually referred me to the Food Network, and I didn't know it. Thursday, I received a phone call from an executive at the Food Network, and I had my first interview Thursday. My second interview was Friday via Skype. I had my third yesterday via Skype, and I also did a promo commercial with them. And right now, I'm just kind of in awe because it's been a dream of mine just to get in front of the camera and to showcase some of the things that is my passion. But I just wanted to share that with you guys this evening.
No, and congratulations.
Awesome. Yes.
Congratulations. I know
thank
for a
you
fact, you know, three times a charm. So, you know, clearly
yes,
they see some value in what you're demonstrating. And so we are rooting for you 100%, and we're going to ask all the listeners, listen, send up a prayer on behalf of Fee,
yes,
and that this opportunity will come to pass because it's her heart's desires. And this is what I know.
Yes.
When two or three agree, it is so. So we soon going to see Fee on the Food Network.
Network.
How about that?
I'll that's be
right
at the table then. Yay.
Yeah. Just like that. Hey, it's 9:06. When we come back, it's Relationship Wednesday. Plus, Fee got a few dynamic recipes for us. It's the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. We'll be right back.
Ain't this what they've been waiting for?
It is.
You ready?
You ready?
You ready?
I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this, in a matter of time I spent on some locked up in the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrist, see my dreams unfold, nightmares come true, it was time to marry the game, and I said, yeah, I do, if you want it, you gotta see it with a clear eye view, got shorty, she try and bless me like I said I do, like a sneeze. Please for them trick or squeeze, I'm getting cream. Never let them get in between of what we started. Look, but I'm lying hearted. They love me when I was stuck and they hate it when I departed. I go and get it regardless. Draw like I'm an artist, no crawling. Went straight to walking with foreigns in my garages are foreign. Menage, they're sucking and swallowing anything for a dollar. They tell me get them, I got them. I did it without an album. I did it for Mariah. Love, I'm on fire. Icy as a hockey ring, Philly flyer. When I bought the Rolls Royce, they thought it was lease. Then I bought that new Ferrari, hater, rest in peace. Hater, rest in peace, rest in peace to the parking lot. Phantom so big, can't even fit in the parking spot. You ain't talking about my then what you talking about? Gangsta moving silent, and I don't talk a lot. I don't say a word. I don't say a word, was on my grind, and now I got what I deserve. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. When I bought a Aston Martin, y'all thought it was rented. Yeah. Checking on these. I'm like Papa on his finish. Double M, yeah, that's my team rotated. Captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the type of cannon, men casting grind like I'm broke. That Lambo, my new. She'll ride like my ghost. I'm riding around my city with my hands on my toes. Cause these want me dead, and I gotta make it back home. Cause my mama need that bill money, my son needs some milk. These try to take my life, they around get killed. You fuck around, you fuck around, you fuck around get smoked. Cause these Phillies stop going with me, don't fuck around, no joke. No, all I know is murder. When it come to me, I got young that's rolling, I got throwing beans. I done did the DOA, I done did the KODs. Every time I'm in that. I get to throwing 30 teams, but now I'm hanging out that drop head. I'm riding down no collar. They let me earn back home. That young be wildin'. We young, we mobbin' like Batman and we're robbin'. This two-door Maybach with my seat on reclining. I'm like real what up, real what up. If you ain't about that murder game, then shut up. If you dip me in your rap, I get your pussy stuck up. When you touch down in my hood, no, that tour life ain't good. Kept me down in MIA, and that heat game on wood. With that Puma life in my feet, like that little engine I could. Boy, I slide down in your block, like on 12 o'clock. And they be throwing deuces on the same, stay watch. And I'm the king of my city, cause I'm still calling them shots. And these lame talking that bull, the same, that flop. I'm the same, from birth to with them that raise that lock. The same that came up and I had to wait for my spot. And he's staying on me, waiting on me. Still on that hood, my Rolls Royce on me. They gon' remember me, I say remember me. So much money on your friends turning your enemy. And when this beef, I turn my enemies a memory. We them break up for 40, ain't no sin the key. Hold up, broke, turn rich. Love a game like me. And if I leave, you ain't done pretty home. Gonna steal my... It was something about that Rolly when he first touched my wrist. Had me feeling like that dope boy when he first touched that wrist. I'm gone.
Woo!
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Just like that. Just like that.
9:13 p.m. Your girl, you're extra hype, as I always get when I hear my theme song, Dreams and Nightmares. A little bit of that. That Philly game for us on Hump Day Wednesday. Radio Live 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. And on Relationship Wednesday with my crew, the General C, who's going to come to us a little bit later with a little bit of delectable deliciousness, and the Madam Boston with her swole up feet. We do have a very so I was sharing with my Team Hummer Radio team that with my day job, with the attorney's office that I work for, one of the
stop moving around because you're going in and out.
I'm not moving around. I'm sitting in the same place.
Okay, your signal moving around then. Your signal must be moving around.
Okay, well, I'm gonna try to keep us both still. So, with having some cocktails with the managing partner, he will remain nameless. He has been. Although we were having a conversation about a circumstance where an admirer gave him an expensive, namely a Gucci watch. Now, the issue in receiving this gift is that he is
okay. Hey. Let me recap before you go further. For those who caught the dips, she has a coworker that frequented a restaurant where someone who admired him gave him a Gucci watch.
Right. And he is a married man. And he opted to take this watch home and show it to his wife, who naturally questioned where he got it from. And he was forthcoming and honest with her and told her that the admirer gave it to him and he accepted it. Now, all
no shade, no shade. I respect him. I respect him. No shade that he actually told her, took it home, and then said that the next chick gave it to me. Yo, mad respect to you, brother.
But the issue is that he does not feel as though it would be a white same thing as in accepting an expensive gift from a man, because he feels the woman who gave him the watch would not be able to do him any harm, where if his wife accepted the gift, the man would be looking for something for it in return, namely a sexual favor of some sort, and may bring harm to her. So we found that to be a very horrible double standard, and it sparked a very interesting conversation. What say you, TM Hymer Radio? 917-889-3990. What say you, Pamela?
You know what? No, absolutely. Please weigh in. Interesting question, interesting situation. You know, but let me just be honest. As a man, we are very, very, very prone to apply double standards in our lives and in our relationships, okay?
Oh, of course.
It's like, you know, listen, I mean, we love sundresses until our girls try to put one on. How
true
standard is that? Okay, so I'm just being honest. Right? So listen, I totally agree with the brother, because he knows a man, and he knows that a man is going to be a man until he can't be a man no more, which is he got to be dead, right? So
right.
With women, unfortunately, we know that a woman can't do any more than we allow ourselves to be in a situation to do.
Well, I think it's both sides.
No, it's flat out a double standard. But I totally understand what he's saying. You know, I mean, he's wrong in the sense that, you know, he didn't want her to do it, but he did it. That's wrong. You know what I'm saying? So when you say horrible double standard, I totally agree. Unfortunately, that's how we think as men, and it is what it is.
It's not.
Right, because
it is
the
not
woman,
it's
whack. Yes,
it is.
Is
doing it for the same exact reason that a man would be doing it for. It's just the way that she probably went about it, you know, giving him the watch. But she was expecting something back from him.
She thought
her
that
her
he was going
and
take her
made it
in
known.
The bathroom. She
made it known
that
she was
going to get some bathroom
something.
Action.
She asked him if he would take her out. She asked him, you know, if they could go on a date, and he told her, you know, like she didn't already know, but again, that he was married.
I'm married.
To pacify his wife, he says that he showed her a picture and that his wife felt that the young lady wasn't of any
threat
to her.
She wasn't threatened.
Because she won't kill.
Right, because she's.
Let me say this though.
On a cold rainy night, when an argument is in the mix, you know what, we close our eyes and it's like a brown paper bag.
We gonna come right back.
Hey, 917-889-3926. It is Relationship Wednesday, the social lab. Hey, C's up next. Hey, real quick thought. We got to transition out of this. Hey, it's the social lab. Team, I'm ready.
First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. rare. You the only father that I ever knew. I get my pregnant, I'ma be a better you. Prophecies that I made way back in the veil. Fulfilled. Listen, even back when we was broke, my team ill. Martin Luther King would have been on Dreamville. Talk to him. One time for my LA sisters. One time for my LA. Lame thinking can't tell the difference. One time for a who knows.
Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved. Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved. Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved. Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved.
No role models, and I'm here right now. No role models to speak of. Searching through my memory, I couldn't find one. Last night I was getting my feet rubbed by the baddest. Not Trina, but I swear to God, it's make you call your girl up and tell her, hey, what's good? Sorry, I'm never coming home, I'ma stay for good. Then hang the phone up and proceed to lay the wood. I came fast like 911 in white neighborhoods. Ain't got no shame about it. She think I'm spoiled and I'm rich cause I can have any. Got defensive and said, nah, I was the same without it. But then I thought back to a better me. Before I was a B-list celebrity, before I started calling sister so heavily. Back when you could get a platinum plaque without no melody, you wasn't sweating me. One time for my L.A. sisters. One time for my L.A. Lame people can't tell the difference. One time for a nigga who knows.
Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved. Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved. Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved. Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved.
I want a real love. Dark skin and Aunt Viv love. That Jada in that weird love. That leave a toothbrush at your crib, love. And you ain't gotta wonder whether that's your kid, love. Like, I don't want no from reality shows. Out of touch with reality. Out in Hollywood, bring him back 5 or 6. And then we kick him to the door. You know how it goes. She deserve that. She a bird, it's a bird trap. You think if I didn't rap, she would flirt back. Taking off a skirt, let her wear my shirt. But she leave, I'ma need my shirt.
TM Hammer Radio Live, yo.
Yup.
I love J. Cole. He rocks.
LA.
Okay. Look, if you want to weigh in on the conversation, 917-889-3926. It is approximately what, like 9:22 p.m. here in North Carolina, and 6:22 in LA. So before we go any further, though, you are in for a treat. We got Miss Fee out of South Cacolat coming to drop that beautiful recipes on us. Welcome, Fee. Welcome.
Hey.
What? Tomatoes, uh-huh. You name it! Okay.
All right. Well, tonight I'm going to give you guys my Miss Puttin' No-Bake Cheesecake.
Oh.
And yes, what this consists of, you get a box of banana cream pudding mix, 1 3/4 cup of whole milk. For your crust, I like to use the Chessmen cookies. So I get a bag of the Chessmen cookies, and I blend them in a blender, so they're really, really fine, and 3/4 cup of salted melted butter. For your cheesecake, you get 2 packages of 8-ounce cream cheese softened, 1/2 cup of granulated sugar, 2 tablespoons of heavy whipping cream, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and for your topping, you're going to have 12 ounces of Cool Whip thawed, 3 large bananas sliced, and for decorations, a couple of the Chessmen cookies for the garnish. Now, for your pudding, you're going to prepare your pudding mixture according to your box, and you're going to make sure you chill it so you can thicken it to assemble your cheesecake. In a small bowl, whisk together your pudding as well as your cream cheese mixture. Then you're going to lightly grease a 9-inch springform pan, and you're going to spray it down with some canola oil spray. Once you've grinded up your Chessmen cookies, you're going to layer the crumbs along with your melted butter on the bottom of your springform pan. You're going to press it down so that it sticks to the bottom. pour your crust mixture into, well, once you pour your crust mixture inside of your springform pan, you're going to set it aside. Now, for your cheesecake, once you beat together your cream cheese, your sugar, you're going to do that for about 3 to 4 minutes till it's light and fluffy. Add in your whipping cream and your vanilla extract. Beat an additional 2 to 3 minutes. Pour your cheesecake filling inside of your prepared crust. Stick it into the refrigerator from anywhere from 2 hours to 24 hours. Then you're going to take your your Cool Whip, along with your bananas and your garnish of your Chessmen cookies, place that on the top. Stick it back in the refrigerator for an additional hour and a half, till it's all set together. And voila, you got a no-bake banana pudding cheesecake.
Wow. Voila. Hey, look out for Fee. We're going to speak this thing into existence. Look out for Fee on the Food Network in fall 2017. Hey, the Food Network fall 2017. As a matter of fact, listen, if you love us like we love you, listen to TM right now. Do me a favor. Grab a pen and a piece of paper. I'm going to count to 10. 9. Grab a pen and a piece of paper. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We want you to call the Food Network, and we want you to tell the Food Network that you support Sweet Tooth. That's SW33T Tooth LLC and Fee Moses. That's SEMOSES, Moses. Sweet Tooth LLC, Fee Moses. Call the Food Network, blow their phones up. Tell your friends to tell their friends to call the Food Network. Tell them that you want to see Fee and Sweet Tooth LLC on their network. We're going to do this thing. You're going to see your fall 2017. We said it right here. And when two or three agree, the word of the Lord says, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. Hey, let's get back on the relationship thing. Let me clarify a few things relationally before we end the show. Going back to the gentleman who took the watch from the young lady who had a crush on him and then went home and told his wife that the crush gave him a watch. Definitely a double standard in the sense that he would not want his wife to take a gift from the man, even though he took a gift from the woman. First of all, men know that women can't do anything that we ain't down for at the end of the day. A woman typically, unless her name is Bertha and she's in the triple digits, I don't think the typical woman can take us down. But that's not the case for a man to a woman. A man on a woman can tie her up, can drug her, you know what I'm saying? Can right. knock her out and take advantage of her. So, you know, I know what I was saying earlier was a little harsh in the sense that I even said she can't tell me what to do. I would have took the wife, kept it in the car. That might be wrong, right? So I respect the fact that Justin, excuse me, myself,
right,
or anybody else, right? myself or anybody else, at the end of the day, I mean, we may not – he did the right thing. He told his wife. I might not have by reflex did the right thing, but I learned something in his actions. This is right. the bottom line. Me, if I'm married, guess what? There's not another woman can't be a threat to me and my wife, period.
Right.
If I've committed to my wife, if I'm married, if I've jumped the broom, what that says is I'm down for you. So,
right.
you know, then it came out that the chick wasn't even cute. Okay, wifey. The chick wasn't even cute. The chick wasn't even cute, right? And so
right.
I mean, at the end of the day, she wasn't a threat. Right or wrong, if you're committed in a relationship, you know, no one should ever be a threat to your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And if you carry it that way, you should be able to be real and honest. What I learned in this situation is be straight up, be forthright, because what that says is that no one's a threat to you, and I'm down for you, and I respect him 1,000%. And we're back on Friday, 9 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting discussion tonight. Interesting discussion.
We will
I learned
something.
Okay. I learned something. I mean, again, I double standard, Hot Chocolate, definitely. But it is what it is. You know, women lie.
I'm a radio women lie. Lie.
You lie, CeeLo.
Y'all funny as hell.